Tomorrow is the first day of April, April Fool's Day, when traditionally we're expected to play practical jokes and to be the good-natured victims of jokes played by others. At one time, I remember how we used to creep around warily on April 1st, expecting a trap of some kind. Everybody got into the act. In one year, BBC Television in London broadcast a programme about the Italian spaghetti harvest, showing diligent peasants cutting long strings of spaghetti hanging from trees. I didn't realise that this was a joke until much later, and I never trusted spaghetti or the BBC ever again. The origin of April Fool's Day is a mystery, certainly many centuries old, but every historical source gives a different explanation. Some cite the Hilaria Festival in ancient Rome on March 25th, and the Holi or Huli Festival in India at the end of March. Other authorities say that All Fool's Day began with the introduction of the Gregorian calendar in 1562, which changed the start of the year from April 1st to January 1st. Those who got their dates mixed up were called April Fools. That's all harmless nonsense if it's true, or even if it's not. But the tradition of practical joking on April 1st is far less vigorous than it used to be. Perhaps because every potential victim is ready to call his or her lawyer and sue for pain, humiliation, or catastrophic injury. This is rather a pity. April Fool's Day was a special moment, the one day in the year when we were reminded of what we had been for the previous 364, a bunch of clowns. Perhaps we have come to take ourselves too seriously for practical jokes. We have altogether too much self-esteem. Schools and self-help gurus make a virtue out of it. But there's no excuse for self-esteem unless and until we've done something estimable, which most of us have not. The fool is a recurring character in history precisely because he, and it was always a he, reminded even the most self-important characters how unserious they were. In ancient Rome, a slave would stand behind a victorious leader as he paraded through the streets, whispering in his ear, "Remember you are mortal. Remember you are not a god." It's not recorded whether the leaders paid any attention to this advice or what happened to the slaves afterwards. In previous ages of monarchy, the fool was an integral part of the king's court. His job was to entertain the court and, more importantly, to bring the king down to a human level by making rude comments about his glorious majesty that the king was supposed to laugh about and suffer with good grace. The fool in Shakespeare's plays have wisdom as well as wit and are always willing to speak truth to power. In King Lear, the fool argues with the king and tries to moderate his behaviour, but without much success. It's a thankless job being the king's fool, and often a dangerous one. It's hardly surprising that we have so few volunteers. This is David Boucher.